ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Normally, Wendy, I'd say no to that, but the weather is perfect for bossa noving.
Isn't it like the perfect day today?
Yesterday, too. I mean, we had a stretch
yesterday.
Of rain yesterday in the middle of the
and
day.
And humid.
It was humid.
Less humid today.
But, yeah, I don't know. Who could gripe with the weather today? It's perfect. It's flawless.
Usually, when kids go back to school, it's really, really hot. Now, I know it may still get hot towards the end of August,
right.
And it may be hot until October. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I know last year it was like, I don't know, like 100 degrees when the kids go back to school with no air conditioning.
Right.
Today is beautiful, and tomorrow is going to be just a couple degrees cooler, so even more beautiful. Blue sky.
Yep. It's lovely. Not windy. It's very nice.
It is really nice.
For a long time, when I was in high school and then into college, I lived in the southwest suburbs, and friends of mine and I would go once or twice a week. We would drive to the Warren Dunes in Michigan. We had a season pass, and we would just go to the Warren Dunes. And it was silly because you say, why wouldn't you go to Chicago's beaches? They were actually closer, but it just felt like we were away on vacation.
Aren't they in Indiana?
Well, yes. They are both in, they're the dunes stretch from Indiana into Michigan. I don't know if they're, I'm trying to think if they're Warren Dunes in both Indiana
I think that's
and Michigan.
Just
would
Indiana.
That be separate?
Yeah. I don't know. I had a beach club I went to.
The
so.
Warren Dunes, I believe, are in Michigan. No? Yeah?
I don't know. 312-235-2525.
I think.
Say yes.
Or else, I mean, I was tied up and in the trunk of a car. I couldn't tell exactly where we were going until we got there.
What, did you go to the dunes right after the drive-in?
Yes.
That's where they were hiding you?
Yeah, it was cheaper, so that's the way we did it. But anyway, the point I'm making is that we would go all through the summer, June, July, and August. And then once we got into college, our colleges started a little bit later. So we would still go there in the beginning of September when it was still, the weather was still kind of like this. But we were almost the only people on the entire beach. It was so strange to go from 1 or 2 weeks where you couldn't move. It was wall-to-wall people to just a week or two later, completely empty. We had a run of the place.
I stand corrected.
The Warren Dunes are in Michigan, correct?
Yeah. In Berrien County.
Yeah. But, the dunes do carry, from Michigan and into Indiana. There are also Indiana dunes just moments away. So,
oh, that's what those are called, the Indiana dunes.
They are called the Indiana dunes. Yeah. And then there's the Lorna Dunes. You ever been there?
No.
They're sugary.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Too sweet for me.
With this weather, though, they're constructifying our street. They're doing construction on it.
Making it better for everyone?
It's really been a pain in the ass for everyone. They are changing the water mains or something.
Oh, really?
So this has been an ongoing project, and we can't park.
On your own block?
No.
That's a hassle.
I know.
Where do you park?
On various other blocks. And yesterday, I mean, we had no food in our refrigerator. I had to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And so I had to coordinate it with Jim to make sure he was home and waiting for me so he could unload the car.
Sure.
And then I went and parked. It was really a pain in the ass.
Mm.
They are redoing sidewalks in our driveway aprons.
How long will this go on till?
Another at least 2 weeks because they just finished our side. They have to do the other side. It has just been such a pain. But I'm telling you, every morning when I get up, I hear the sound of machinery. And they're there at 7 a.m.
Mm. That's a little early for some.
Most
people, I guess, are already up for work then.
Right.
But if you're trying to sleep in, good luck.
No, but I get up at 6:45 every day, and I hear them, I hear the engines start going, and I was almost late today because I was sitting out there watching that giant scoop-like thing, which for the life of me, I cannot think of the name of.
Hmm. Tell me what its function is.
It scoops up dirt, and it dumps it into a dump truck.
Oh, that's a scooper.
That's what it's called.
I think that's what it's referred to as.
All I know is I could watch.
What better name could you have for that? That's what it does.
Well, in the, was it not Thomas the Tank Engine, but the other one, Scoop was the, that item. That was the name of the character.
I think that's what it is.
I could watch it for hours. I was walking to my car, and I walked.
What do you think it is about it that you find so intriguing?
It is really cool to watch them stick this scoop thing, this yellow scoop thing, into the earth, and with such hydraulic force that it can go way deep down there.
Yeah.
And then there are controls that the scoop director, the guy, the engineer of it, mm-hmm. the driver, I don't know what you call
driver,
them.
Driver, scoopist.
Scoopist.
Yeah.
Just to watch his precision as he digs down and then painstakingly lifts it up, turns it over, drops the earth into the awaiting dump truck. Yeah. I could watch it all day. And you don't realize, like, that's a slow-moving process.
Sure it is.
No wonder it takes it so long.
Yeah. I'm always amazed, and I know that by saying this, I'll seem dumb.
No, you won't.
I can never figure out the order. Like, if you're doing a project, whether you're burrowing into the earth, or I always think this when I'm watching them do work on buildings. Like, let's just say they're building a building from the ground up. It intrigues me to no end that they have figured out the order by which things need to be done. Because I would have no idea.
That's why, like, you're not building anything.
I know.
But common sense, you dig a hole to put the foundation in, so that comes first.
I know that that's a thing.
Actually, first you call Julie to make sure that you can dig there.
Need a permit. She'll get you a permit.
Well, right. No, Julie is so you don't dig up phone lines.
Oh, right.
Remember? Before you dig, call Julie.
Right.
I don't even know what Julie stands for.
I think that's a girl's name, Wendy.
No, it stands.
It's not?
It's an anagram or whatever.
Oh. That's also a girl's name. I know who Anna Graham is. She lives on our block. So, but do you ever see, like, where there's a street where there's like I imagine this is what your street is like now, where you can look down into the bowels of the street
it
and see what's
me
going
away.
On. So somebody figured out the order by which things need to be done. And I bet sometimes there's variances where they go, we can't do that second. We got to do that fifth because we have to bring in the copper piping and put it over. But I don't know how they know that.
Their job.
I should be a consultant for those jobs.
Well, there's a head.
I would do that. You know what I would do? Kids say this a lot. Adults rarely say it, but I would do this. They'd ask me a question. I'd go, That would be my whole thing. Bill, do you think we should, I would just keep saying that. And then they go, why did we hire you for this? And then again, I would go,
Well, walking past them, I mean, I really sat on the front porch and watched for like a good 10 minutes. And then I looked at my watch like, oh my God, I got to get ready.
You should have helped.
No, they don't want you to help. Trust me.
You could help a little.
No. And then as I was walking to my car, there was a woman with a little kid in a stroller. And I, of course, will talk to anyone who will listen to me. So when I walked by, I said, isn't that the coolest? And her kid was just like, you know, he was pre-talking age, so probably, I don't know, one or two.
This is like the biggest thing they've seen all year.
Eyes as big as saucers. And I'm like, I could watch it all day. And Julie, by the way, stands for Joint Utility Locating Information for Excavators.
In all cases or just in the case of building and development?
Well, yeah, not your neighbor, Julie.
Oh.
But Joint Utility Locating Information for Excavators.
Isn't there like a kids tape series? And I know we're going back in time a little bit, but where they would just have tapes of construction vehicles doing whatever they do, and you'd put your kid in front of a TV, and they would just watch that. Wasn't that a thing for a while? You could order a series of tapes. Yeah. I know that sounds idiotic. Like, who would do that? But I think they were very popular, where you got like 8 or 10 tapes for a fixed amount of money, and all you did is pop them in, and your kid would watch, you know, various machines digging things or pushing or pulverizing or whatever the machines
I would
do.
Watch that. Are they still available?
I don't think they're available anymore. I haven't seen the ads in years. This is weird. It's a relative of a relative. This particular kid is not related to me, but it's related to somebody I'm related to. He used to have a thing when he was a kid where he was fascinated by vacuum cleaners. Like, that's what they would get him for his birthday and Christmas. And when he would go to somebody's house, they'd go, can he just see your vacuum cleaner? So you'd plug your vacuum cleaner and you'd vacuum, and he would just be astonished. Wow! It would just knock him out.
It's pretty cool.
And I mean, I know everyone has a thing that they're enthused about, but I don't know what would be in a kid's DNA where they would say, there's nothing better on the planet than a vacuum cleaner. That's just the best.
Well, did he go on to become a vacuum cleaner repairman?
He is now in college and has no interest at all in vacuum cleaners. He got it out of his system.
Kids are weird. My son Michael was so into King Tut. He wanted to be an Egyptologist. He would throw out fast facts about Egypt when he was
really?
Like 4 years old. We'd be like, yeah, okay, Michael.
Yeah.
And it got old after a while, but he's interested.
Did he lose interest overnight,
no.
Or it took a while?
You know what? That's a good question. I just know that he wanted to be, you know, you ask a little kid, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be an Egyptologist.
Very few kids have said that.
And I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, you should get an internship when you get older at the Field Museum.
Yes. Good call, by
the
way.
Yeah, well,
perfect.
He grew out of it. He still is interested in Egypt. He likes everything now, historical.
Does he walk like an Egyptian?
He didn't know. Mm-mm. You said it's called a scoop. We have, maybe it's called the steam shovel.
That's what I said, a steam shovel.
I don't think that's it. An excavator?
That would make sense.
A backhoe?
Wendy, come on. Grow up.
A backhoe loader, backhoe. We're getting mostly backhoes.
All right.
We're big with backhoes.
Number one. Good. That's exciting.
That would make sense because it does scoop and kind of come forward.
Right.
I just wouldn't have the patience for it. When I decided to do something, like if I want to build a garden, I make Jim go out there and dig it up like right then and there. And then I'm going to go and buy stuff and plant it in there.
Yes.
They have to go so, it's so slow and deliberate. And
you want them to do it right, though. You don't want it to be faulty.
Right.
So take your time with it, fellas.
And there were no women on this crew, but I have seen women construction
workers.
Of course.
Yes.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi. How are you?
I'm just suffering through road construction on our street, which makes life kind of difficult.
I lived across the street from the high school rebuild for 3 years. Every at New Trier High School, every single machine operated in reverse all day long.
Oh, my God.
For three years.
3 years, they had to demo it. They were digging out, I don't know what. Then they built. Then they were paving. It just took 3 years. They had a nice little picnic for everybody who lived on the block for us. No liquor, but it was a nice picnic.
Did they say when they started the project, did they guess it was going to take anywhere near that long, or were you just surprised to learn that as it went on?
No, they were really good. We had a neighborhood liaison that, you know, if somebody started, they wouldn't start working before 7 o'clock, but if they were parked on the block with the diesel going, you just like, how different is that? And you'd call them up, and then they would all stage, you know, over on Green Bay Road. But 7 o'clock came, and everybody turned up. 8 o'clock on Saturdays, and Sundays was our only day of no.
They haven't been working Saturdays, and I feel like they should have because school started, and we live kind of on a school route.
Yeah, right.
So I would have thought maybe they put in a couple of Saturdays and to make up for all that rainy weather that they had. You know, I know they're a little behind schedule.
Yeah.
But, God, 3 years, Catherine, I'm not looking forward to that.
It's beautiful now. It's really lovely. But, oh, my gosh, it was a long 3 years. And Bill C., oh, my God, it was so dirty.
Sure.
Oh, the
you
dust.
You couldn't even open your windows. Yeah. It was, you know.
Did you get rats?
That's the first thing Bill asked me when I said they're doing construction on our streets.
Everyone I know who's been in a similar circumstance goes, all of a sudden there's rats everywhere because they unearthed where the rats are. You didn't?
Bill, you know, there are no rats in Winnetka. Please.
They can't afford Winnetka. It's too expensive.
Catherine, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good one.
To her credit, I have spent a lot of time in Winnetka. I've never seen a rat. So that there's something to that.
Well, I did not see any rats. We have so many raccoons and a possum that I wonder if the rats, you know, they kick the rats out.
Oh,
it's
maybe.
Like a turf war.
Yeah.
Like the sharks and the jets, but this is the rats and the raccoons.
Yeah. I could see that.
But that's the first thing you asked me when they started.
I know here in Chicago, anytime there's a development project where they're digging, you got, I mean, the rats here are already something, but when that happens, it aggravates the situation. The population goes way up because they're happy underground, and then all of a sudden you've burrowed into their home, so they're everywhere.
Can you blame them?
No. Not in this instance, Wendy.
What if a giant backhoe came down through your roof and tried to dig you out? Wouldn't you scatter?
I would. I'll be honest with you, yes.
Rats live underground?
Yeah. Where do you think they live? In nests? That's where rats live. They're in the bowels of the earth.
Like in the mud or in like sewers or all of the above?
They've got like little townhomes. They know what they're doing. They're living it up. They got satellite. Coffee machines. They're having a high old time.
Well, I could watch the backhoe or whatever it's called all the time. Maybe that
they should set up a little area with lawn chairs, and you should be in charge of who gets to watch and who doesn't. You're taking up too much space. Get out. This is for serious backhoe viewers.
Well, it took everything in my power not to put my handprint in the wet cement. They were redoing the sidewalks and should've. The aprons. I know, but it's, you know, that's the public parkway, and it's, I purposely didn't tell Jim when they were doing it, because he would have.
You're never going to make the Walk of Fame, Wendy. You and I don't stand a chance of the WGN Walk of Fame. This was your only chance to be in permanent cement.
Would it be rude if I waited till they got to the next block, so then that person would get in trouble, but it would really yes. be my handprint?
Yes. Speaking of which,
yes.
have you seen the WGN TV commercial?
Which one?
There's one that Anna DeVlantis narrates that has something to do with the faces of Chicago, and they show Steve Cochran, and they show Roe, and they show Anna, and they show Justin Kaufman. Who else do they show? They show everybody but you and me and John Williams.
I saw it this weekend.
You've seen it.
Don't they show like Instagram WGNradio.com where it says Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder?
No, I didn't see that.
I didn't see that. It's like Instagram pictures of different shows, but they didn't show us.
Nobody from our show is represented, and no one from John Williams' show is represented.
Can I just tell you that the midday people always get short shrifted?
Yeah. I felt like a backhoe. Just so you know, because I was watching it and I'm going, well, they're going to they're showing everybody. They showed people that aren't on the station. They showed some guests. They showed some people walking by the station. They showed some people who never heard of the station. And I go, well, at some point, at least Wendy will get in. I could scare people. They're not going to show me.
Stop.
But maybe you or even John Williams.
Well, I'm telling you, it's morning and afternoon drive. Rest of the radio stations, time slots do not matter.
Justin Kaufman's on at night.
That's what I mean.
When available.
They don't show
Nick. They also do not, to be fair, they don't show Nick either. They show the Lutheran Hour.
Who is representing?
They show Don Kleppen for like 10 minutes. They show Don on a vacation. He's riding a go-kart.
You got to go with your best
subject. I know.
He's going to be a win.
They show Ryan Burrow at his wedding. It's his wedding ceremony. It was lovely, by the way.
So what is it? WGN TV? Is it a news commercial or W? What is it?
It's a very nice commercial. They just go, the faces of WGN. And it's Anna DeVlantis. She does a great job narrating it. And they just show everybody. And then they don't show us. So I got sad.
Me too, Bill. You're not.
It
was kind of sad.
It was sad.
And then my friend was like, look, you have a commercial. I was like, no, we don't.
No, not really.
No, for real. You really have a commercial.
Yeah.
It's on.
Yeah. I'm sure it was just a mistake.
No, it was not. It's totally deliberate and intentional.
Why would they do that intentionally? I'm sure there was just some mishap in the editor's booth. They were putting all of us in, and somehow they just went, oh, we ran out of time. I'm positive.
Can we try and find it? Why isn't Anna DeVlantis sounds great, but, you know, typically when you need somebody to narrate something, usually they come to me. I could at least do that.
Not this time. They went out of their way to not include us. It's very upsetting.
Well, that sucks.
Am I in it?
Kim, you're in it several times. You're all over it. I thought it was a commercial for you. I didn't even realize it was for the station until after I saw it. I go, look, they're promoting Kim.
I'm doubting this.
Finally. All right, we'll take a break. Then we'll get you some news. Kim is here for the news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
Rock and roll.
Yes, rock and roll.
Woo.
Hi, Kim.
me, Bill.
Kim, both you and Wendy asked me if I had any encounters with Danny, the ninja shoeshine man who works by the Sheridan.
I noticed he came prepared today. A texter also wanted to know.
Oh, is that true? Yeah.
First thing when we got here, hey, did Bill see the shoeshine guy?
I saw him.
And bite the nickel like Underdog?
Shoeshine boy, you're humble and lovable. Thank you, sir. I saw him, and now that I know he's in the vicinity, I can time my move.
You mean you can avoid him?
Yeah. Yes, that's the polite way of saying
it. But you also need to tell the listeners what type of shoes you have on today.
Well, today I'm just wearing beat-up tennis shoes, which even
even
Danny,
his magic potion
couldn't fix these. So I was told by two different family members yesterday that I really mishandled that situation.
What did they suggest?
They were under the belief that if a guy is going to shine your shoes, whether you ask for it or not, he's entitled to his money.
No, well, you gave him money.
I gave him $2
for a tiny two-inch spot. He didn't do both your shoes.
Right.
Both your shoes for $8. Two inches of your shoes for $2.
Oh, I guess you could go by surface area.
And you didn't ask him. Again, he commandeered.
He accosted me.
Right.
He did. So I know that in the future.
I think probably if they were there and saw how it works, because I've seen it and I know what you're talking about, they probably would change their mind.
I hope it would.
What do you mean?
They're reasonable people.
Because, you know, they don't see how he works and how he operates and how he comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
So they probably think, they probably have a little bit of more sympathy for him, thinking, you know, oh, he needs the money. And I'm sure he does need the money, but the way he accosts you and goes about
that
it.
That doesn't seem like a right way to do it. Because in a weird way, and I know this is not technically it, but isn't it kind of assault? He's touching your foot.
Right.
Without your permission.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
and I know exactly like his technique because I've always also had it happen to me once in New York City. I was getting out of a cab. Some man came out of the clear blue sky and was helping me with my suitcase. And I looked up and I thought it was my cab driver. Then it wasn't my cab driver. And then they want money for the, you know, helping you with the suitcase. And what are you not going to give it to them? They're going to go off with your suitcase. Obviously, you can't really go off with your shoe, but it's kind of a weird situation.
Have you ever experienced this? Now, this tends to happen near sporting events. I've had it happen to me several times at Blackhawks games or Bulls games, once at a Cubs game. A guy will see you looking for a cab, so he'll run in front of you and get a cab and then open the door for you and then want
$5. Right.
Well, can I just say they're very conscientious.
Yeah.
And
or they're very good scammers.
Not even scammers, because technically they're doing something for you. But
in that instance, he knows I'm already signaling for a cab.
I still wouldn't
run
pay him
5 yards in front of me and do the same thing for what I was just doing.
Right. I bet they get turned down more than people give them money.
I'm positive of that.
But, you know, I give them credit for still trying.
But every 10 cabs, if you get a couple bucks, okay.
Right.
But when people touch your stuff, it's a little different
That's my question.
Yeah. Like, that's where it gets a little weird because, like, when the guy in New York had my suitcase, I'm like, well, I got to give him the money.
Yeah, he's got my suitcase. Yes, he's
Although,
got you.
Again, he can't steal it. I mean, if he does, then you press charges.
He could have just rolled off, you know.
Right.
But then, you know, he has a criminal record. Maybe he doesn't want that. It's like he was holding your bag hostage. He was holding your foot hostage.
I felt that way, yes. That's exactly how I felt.
We need legal face-off right now.
Well, on the surface of this, I think I come out looking bad because it almost looks like I'm taking advantage of a guy, but I swear I wasn't. I didn't initiate any of it.
No, he was honestly taking advantage of you because he was.
I hope so.
It's easy to do.
Yeah,
you were.
It is.
You know, he was an easy target. You were an easy target.
Right. You mean because I'm a hayseed in the big city?
Yes.
What? Where's that
That's
from?
What they used to call guys that were from really, really rural places that had no idea what the city was like, and then they'd show up and they would just be awestruck by it all. I'm not that, but I do have to say I was so taken by the rapidity of his move, because I like to think that I'm aware enough of what's going on around me, but this guy materialized. It was like, you know, on Star Trek when they beam down on a planet.
Yes.
He wasn't there. Woo, he was there.
And here's the thing. You are never on your phone while you're walking.
Never.
But like everyone else is.
Right.
So I imagine that's
how... Why did he come after me then? There were other people making that same
walk. Did you make eye contact with him?
No, not until he was explaining his name, where he's from, and that he has a miracle product that'll make my shoes look the envy of everyone who sees them.
In a cardboard box.
In a cardboard box.
He must be really good, because I've seen you work,
yeah,
and I've seen you go, no, I gotta
right.
go. And you just keep walking. You wouldn't even stop.
He's right. good, Wendy. I'm
Why did he?
You.
How did he get you to stop?
He doesn't stop. That's the thing.
Yeah.
He just doesn't stop. Even if you say stop, he keeps going.
I explained twice that I was running late for a fake... I didn't say fake meeting, because then he would have figured that out. I've got a pretend meeting I have to attend. He'd go, well, if it's pretend, you don't really have to be there. No, I just said twice, I'm really running late for a meeting. And he goes, just take a second. Look, I'm just showing you. And all of a sudden, I'm supposed to give him $8, but I didn't give him $8. But my family yesterday said, you just should have given him the money. He did shine...
No, he didn't. He didn't complete the job. And again, you didn't ask for it.
Right.
Listen,
and then you wouldn't have been able to have lunch because
no,
you
that's
would have paid him
no,
$8.
That's true. You're right.
You better ask for a raise then if they're going to be so...
I've already asked him. I don't get a raise until 2020. The same raise that the Chicago teachers are getting, I will then get a bump in salary when they get one. Yeah.
You know,
2023, mark it down.
I got 5 years to wait, 4 years to wait.
I don't always defend you, but recently I have been defending you.
Yeah, how come? What's up?
Because I think your family's being mean to you.
My family always has the knack for playing devil's advocate, and I have to say that when the roles are reversed, I kind of do too. You
but
know,
you're outnumbered.
You're
there's three girls to
there
one
are
guy.
Three. It's not even the girls to guy ratio.
They team up.
My family's a lot smarter than me. I know that going in. So a lot of times they'll say something and I go, wow, I never thought of that. Yes, but in this particular instance,
they need a family field trip to the corner of Columbus and Northwater.
You're right. I think if you talked to them and said, no, I have been in that exact area, I have seen Danny's work, I think then maybe they would believe me. But yesterday I was getting no support at all from them. Just give them the $8. Come on.
Yeah. No.
I can't. Because then... You're like giving it, I mean, I hate to use the phrase, it's the principle of the thing, but it kind of is, because then you're like, you're not only being taken advantage of, you're giving into the fact you're being taken advantage of.
And since it's a daily occurrence,
yes.
you're going to be a target on a daily basis
right.
if you don't put a stop
right.
to it.
Right.
I mean, I hate to be rough.
Just go barefoot and when you walk past him.
I can do that now, Wendy, but when it gets cold?
Then he's going to give him a pedicure.
Hey, I'd pay for that if he did a good job. If he could do
dollars?
It while I was walking,
oh,
how
come
great
on.
Would that be?
He's the best. Daddy's the best.
You know, when I had my last root canal and I was at my dentist and they have a TV now, you know,
right.
a lot of dentists have it. It pulls down so you can watch it,
yeah.
usually the HG TV, because it's just mindless.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch news. I'm sick of the news. But I thought about it. I don't know what to do with my hands when they're working on my mouth.
Oh.
It's like, you know, so you cross them in front of you, or sometimes you
don't
put them
you
in your
clutch
pocket.
The you know the machine that they put in your mouth that goes... Don't you just hold
thing?
On to that thing while you're...
No,
you don't?
They just insert it and it stays there sucking.
I hold on to mine.
It too,
yeah.
No, I don't.
No?
No, and there are no arms on the chair.
Oh.
So I don't know what to do.
You don't want to sit like you're in a straitjacket.
No.
Well, I kind of do. I fold my arms. You know, protecting my stuff in case something drops.
From radiation?
No, like from a tool that might fall.
Oh.
Well, don't you have a bib on?
Yeah.
The little paper thing they pin that to you? So,
but I can't hold on to my bib.
No. But I'm saying if something falls, it's going to fall
on
the
bib. No, I mean like a utensil or something.
Oh.
Has that
you know?
Happened?
No, but I
just in case.
No, I basically am just saying I don't know what to do with my arms.
Yeah.
So I, you know, cross them, so try and put them in my pocket. You can't be out, have your arms, is that akimbo?
Yeah, that's akimbo.
When they're outright.
Yep.
Because, you know, I got two people, you know, one Dr. Paul doing the work, his assistant Paula doing the other stuff.
Why don't you hold hands with one of them?
Because their hands are busy.
Oh.
They're doing stuff.
And you don't want your hands in the way.
Right. So I thought if they could just have a manicurist while I'm sitting there for an hour, wouldn't that be a great idea?
That would be great, because then you could just, you know, they could have some kind of little pillow or something. You just put your hands
up. Yeah.
That's perfect. Did you suggest that to them?
No, I'm going to call Dr. Paul.
Wendy, you got a call on that. That's perfect.
Because he always gives me liquor after my... Although this last root canal,
I'm not sure registered dentists are supposed to do.
No, well, he's a friend. He's a family friend.
Shot? He gives you a shot.
Well, he gave me
a shot in a shot glass.
No,
not
no. There was one time he said, "Have you ever had rum chata?" And I said, "No." So he goes, "Hey, do you want to try it? I have some." And I had it with club soda, and it tasted like cream soda. It was really good. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then this last time, I had a lot of work done. My jaw was really sore. And he jokingly had one of those adult vodka martini Mr. Freezes.
Uh-huh.
And he said, look, this is going to work. You can put it right where your jaw is sore. And then wait, I'll cut off the top. Here's a lemon drop martini. And I'm like, these are really good. So
are those the ones from Costco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he kind of turns me on to new liquor. But this last time he said, do you want a drink? And I said, no, you know what? I'm good.
I'm not positive dentists are supposed to do that.
But it's supposed to. I mean, he does.
I think that's how they did it back in the day when you had a toothache.
No, they did it before.
They give you a shot of something or, you know.
Right.
He's old school. Very old school.
When you were a kid, was there ever a time when you or a sibling had a toothache and somebody in the family would give you brandy or whiskey?
Rub it on your gum?
Yeah, that you would take like a cotton ball.
Well, we're from Kentucky. It's bourbon.
Oh, it's going
to
be bourbon.
Right. You went to the top. We used rubbing alcohol.
Wow.
We used vanilla extract because there's alcohol in there.
Trace amount. Vanilla. Not a lot.
Well,
but we would always have blackberry brandy, and my brother would get looped. My brother had a toothache I don't think my brother ever didn't have a toothache when we were growing up. But there was always that, you know, that cotton ball that you would dab on, and you could feel the effects of it.
Yeah,
you
my grandmother used to say if your babies are teething, you should take a little bourbon and just rub it on their gums.
Oh, interesting.
And probably not a good
idea. I imagine it also makes the baby tired, wouldn't it?
Yeah, you would think.
Well, it's not enough, like, to get
your baby drunk.
You're not, if you give them that much, you're giving them way too much.
Right. That's true.
You know, and then when a little boy has a circumcision in the Jewish world, they give him a little Manischewitz to suck on. Like, that's going to help?
Not in this instance. There's not enough Manischewitz in the world to make that okay.
On a little gauze pad.
They put it in his mouth?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've never been to a circumcision, have you? To
just
a breast?
The one in the hospital. And they didn't, you know.
Oh.
But they took him away and then
you
they
didn't
brought
have a
him
rabbi
back.
Perform that.
No. We're Catholic.
Yeah. That'd be strange. All of a sudden you're someone. Excuse me,
it's
doctor.
It's actually not a rabbi. It's, you know,
it's
a moil.
Yeah.
I actually knew that.
So a rabbi could be a moil, but
that's my dream job.
You know.
That's why I know what it is.
Would you freelance as a moil, Wendy?
This goil is the best goil.
They do have reputations.
I would
that's
do it right.
Line. Every moil joke, that's the punchline. The moil who didn't charge for services, he only took tips. Boom, boom.
I'm ashamed, and Kim, you should be embarrassed.
I always sit way in the back. I've attended many in my lifetime. I sit way in the back for that. I don't want it to be like
I know it's a ceremonial thing, but I didn't know people actually watch the actual thing.
Yep. And then you go eat. How weird is that?
What do you have?
Slim Jims.
I was going to say hot dogs, but whatever.
You could. It's usually a bagel brunch. Little lox.
But I lost my appetite at everyone I've ever been to.
You know, I remember, I have three sons, so I went through it three times.
Oh.
And I remember the first time I almost threw up.
Sure.
I was so sick to my stomach.
Doesn't the baby cry?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's why you give him a little Manischewitz on a gauze pad.
The baby
pad.
Cries a lot.
Yeah. It doesn't last long, because then once it's over, they give the mom the baby and they can nurse or eat or whatever. But
still, it doesn't last long. That's got
to
hurt.
But by the third time, I wanted to see how it was done.
Did you really?
I did. Because I had three sons.
Yeah.
I knew it was all going to be okay by the third time.
Right. But still, wasn't it a little bit hard to watch?
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible to watch. And honestly, it's not even the circumcision part that's horrible. It's because they strap the baby to this board and they cannot move. And that's when the crying starts.
Yes.
And that's what, you know, is so takes so long.
Think about the guys, though. I mean, when that's done, it's usually a baby that's a week old or so. But there's guys that decide to have it done in their 20s or 30s.
Right? I know friends who have converted to Judaism, like, you know, as an adult, and they draw blood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not, can't feel good.
No.
And for non-religious reasons, I just know the insurance. I don't know if the insurance still covers it, because now they're saying it's like an optional surgery.
You want to get circumcision insurance? Do they have that? Is that what they call it?
No, your health insurance pays for the, because it's like, you know, a couple $1,000s for a circumcision.
Right.
And I think they covered it with one of my kids, and I disputed it for the other one, or whatever that's called. And they ultimately
filed the claim.
I appealed it.
Yeah, appealed the claim.
Yeah,
yeah.
But they're saying, I don't know. You have two schools of thought. There are a lot of people nowadays that say it's an unnecessary procedure, and there are other people that say for health reasons you should do it. But I think insurance doesn't cover it anymore. I could be wrong. Like, it's an elective surgery is what they're calling it now, as for a required.
Do they do it at Kid Snips?
You know, he gives me looks sometimes when I'm talking about it that I almost feel like, what, am I getting too personal here? And then he comes back with these things.
I'm just curious.
You make me feel guilty, and then you just pack a wallop.
Yeah, how about that? How about that? I just hats off to a guy who decides in his 20s or 30s, I'm going to go in and get that done. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bad afternoon. That's a rough afternoon. I get nuts if I get a sliver
or
something.
Don't say nuts.
Nuts. Oh, my God.
I can't find this WGN commercial that you speak of. Wendy, somebody just texted that Eddie and Jobo are in it.
Yeah, Eddie and Jobo are in it. Big John Howell's in it.
Gosh.
Everybody's in it. People that used to listen to the station but moved away are in it.
Spike's in it. Greg
Jarrett's in it. Mike McConnell's in it.
Oh, they're not. Now I know you're lying.
It's just so, because as you're watching it, you're going to say to yourself, oh, look at it. It's all my friends at work. It's everyone I know at work. And soon it will be me. And then the commercial's over and they're running a commercial for salad dressing. And you go, how come I'm not in the WGN family commercial?
Are we in the salad dressing one?
Yeah, we're in that one.
Take it. Good seasons.
Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Yeah, we're in that part of it, but we should be, if all things were equal, we should be in the WGN commercial. And I mean, I know stuff happens when you're editing. You do. Sometimes you run out of time. You go, I'm sure there'll be time. But there are people in it that I don't even know who they are. I assume they're listeners, because that's the gist of the commercial is, you know, it's
we're
Chicago.
One big happy family.
It's, yeah.
WGN, is it a radio, like it's WGN 720, or is it like a combo?
It's a commercial for the radio station, but it's shown on TV. Yeah.
Jazz, you haven't found it yet, huh?
No, I haven't found Mike either, so.
Mike Poe is the man here at WGN who compiled the commercial.
He's getting his shoe shine right, by Danny right now.
Right, right.
He was given orders. It's not his fault.
No, I'm not blaming him. I'm not blaming anybody. It's just, I felt a little left out.
Is this the first time?
No, I'm used to that. I'm fine with that.
I just heard a TED talk about the best thing you can do for business is fairness.
Oh, fairness.
And inclusiveness.
I'm a fan of fairness.
So obviously
and inclusiveness.
That's not.
But Kim, what will probably happen is they'll probably, to make up for it, they'll give us our own commercial probably.
I'm sure
that's what's coming.
That's it. They wanted you guys to have your own 60 minutes. The rest of us are not worthy.
Right. And they'll run it during Lilius Yoga and You on the mornings.
God, remember that?
Yeah. That's
it's
when they'll run
sexual.
It. Yeah, it was.
Very slow.
Yeah, it kind of was.
You know, there'd be a zoom in, a slow-mo of different body parts.
You don't know what this is, Kim, but in the late 60s and early 70s, there was a TV show that was on, I think it's 6 a.m. It's very, very early, called Lilius.
Early morning yoga.
Yoga and You. It was the first time I ever heard of anything that was yoga.
Yeah,
I didn't know
yoga
what,
was not a common
It wasn't
term.
Popular at all. Yeah. And it was just a woman on a mat explaining various moves. I mean, if it was on today, it would probably be the number one show on TV. But back then, they relegated it to 6 a.m., I think Monday through Friday, right?
I didn't watch it that much.
I only know because it was the first thing you'd see if you look in the TV guide to the TV preview. That was it. And Top of the Morning with our own Orion Samuelson was the other early morning show.
Did he stay and do yoga with Lilius?
Sometimes he did, yes.
Orion does a good downward dog.
It's farm yoga, which is slightly different, but it's almost the same.
So maybe it's like downward goat or downward chicken.
Yes. That's exactly what it is. So that's what it's showing.
You can look it up on YouTube. The volume isn't up on this computer.
No. But are you seeing the images of the commercial?
Yeah.
You're going to get sad. I don't want you to watch it.
Why?
Because you'll say, how come he's in it, she's in it, she's in it, he's in it, and we're not in it.
Lilias Folin is still around.
That, oh, you're watching that on there. I thought
you were watching
the WGN commercial.
Well, I was going to play Lilias Yoga and You.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had an intro. I can't get this computer to work.
Oh, all right.
Mark Carman left
it
in a very bad way today.
Yeah.
He left. They brought chicken and waffles here.
Yes.
And there was syrup all over the place. And now this computer is just not wanting to work with me today.
With the button sticky?
Yeah, a little.
I wiped him off. I made him do it, actually.
Yeah. Yes, you did. You were adamant. This is your mess. You're cleaning it up.
Syrup is the worst. It brought me back to days of going to IHOP. I could not sit here after he was here. And it's not like he was
I love
sloppy.
The smell of syrup, though.
Me too. The smell of it, yes, but the feel of it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that doesn't work for too long.
I love the smell of syrup and, like, burnt toast.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you on both.
I may have found it, but again, I don't think I have any...
no sound capabilities?
Is Sarah Tiemann's in it?
Oh, yeah, she's in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
Mike's sending it to you, Wendy, so you can see the commercial.
I got it. I have no sound here. Host PC, this is... here.
Bob the engineer coming to help out, coming to our aid, as he so often does.
Oh, here's Mike.
Hi, Mike. Come on in. Come on in, but please know you're not in any trouble. We're just curious about something. I saw the commercial, and Jasmine has seen the commercial. Kim, you've not seen it yet?
You've not seen it yet.
So there's a new commercial, and I think it's called The Faces of WGN, but some of the faces don't...
it starts with that text on screen. Yeah.
Right, and it's Anna DeVlantis narrating it. And then she's in it, and Rose in it, and
Steve
Coppins in it.
Wait, I have it. Can I play a little of it?
Oh, yeah, play it.
Is this the WGN radio combo commercial?
No.
Oh, this is an old one.
Different.
We're not in that one either.
But but we noticed
that... You are in that one, actually.
Some members of the WGN family are not in it, and we were just wondering...
meant us.
Yeah.
Well, it's nothing I did.
No, personally. Of course not. We know
what
that.
What did I say? First and foremost, I said this had nothing to do with Mike Poe.
I agree, and we all know that.
Yes. So, I mean, it mainly just, focused on drive times.
Oh. That's what did I also say to you? That if you're not morning or afternoon drive, you don't matter.
Right. But Justin Kaufman's in it.
I think you guys matter.
And thank you, Mike. Justin Kaufman's in it, and the Lutheran Hour's in it.
And Don Kleppen, you said.
Don Kleppen's in it a couple times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's our tagline.
Domini Pongo doesn't even
These
work
are the
here.
People
and he's
that
in
matter.
A couple of podcasts made it.
Those
the
are
people right. that matter. Look at
Technori's in it.
We don't matter.
Yeah. Don't say that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it yet.
You are the people that matter.
So
probably they'll do
that.
Another one and it'll just be us, probably, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the plan.
I don't want that.
It'll be the two of you guys and Danny. We'll bring him up.
The Shushang guy?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Like, who's Danny?
The Shushan guy from the Sheridan. All right. But it's great work. It's a really compelling commercial.
Oh, excellent. That's great to hear.
But it made some members of the WGN family sad.
I kind of knew it would.
See, he is getting orders from other people.
Sorry.
I understand that. So I totally, Bill tried to throw you under the bus immediately. I defended you, Mike.
Thank you. Wayne.
Could you do what they do in yearbooks where somebody isn't there on picture day? Could you just put Wendy and Bill not included or Wendy and Bill picture not available or video not available?
Yes.
Show not available.
Right. Right.
If you want, I'll make it so you're cropped.
Oh, all right. That'd be better. All right, we have to say goodbye. Mike, thank you for stopping in. Kim, thank you for hanging out. We'll say goodbye in a moment. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
You matter, Bill.
Wendy, I like to think we all matter. That's what I like
didn't
to
get
think.
A you matter, too.
You also matter.
Right.
Everyone matters. Thanks to Ed Asner.
How about that?
Not
he
just
was
for
great.
Being on with us, but for being Ed Asner.
And being almost 90 years old and still funny.
Yes.
The one-man show is going on this weekend. Just Google it. You'll find
it. A man and his prostate.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Come back tomorrow for more fun. It should be a good one. It'll be Friday, the best day ever invented. Tomorrow's Friday, Wendy. I looked it up.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's it for us for today. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.